KN4POT Mobile.
Jim, KN4TFW Mobile.
Ken, how are you?
Doing very well, just rolling out of the driveway.
Taking another day off.
Yep, Friday Eve.
Right, that's right. Yeah, looking forward to wrapping this week up, that's for sure. How'd everything go for you yesterday?
It was a good day. It wasn't too bad. Had to go out online, look at a couple of machines they were having some issues with, but other than that, just trying to catch up on a backlog.
Chris, on that catching up?
It ain't too bad. Fortunately, when I was gone, they didn't get it too bad messed up.
Good deal. Well, yeah, no major catastrophes then, no parts or machines quit on you the past couple days then.
Did the courier anything or look for anything? I think I had to send a girl out to go pick up a 20-amp GFI breaker, but that was about it.
Bad at all. Well, that's good. That's good, things are getting back to rolling again for you there. Yeah. Any outlook on getting the plant back to 100% or just probably be like this for a little bit?
Yeah, I expect it's going to be like this for a little bit. There really can't get much more ramped up. I think we want to hit about 85% maybe of the predicted goal. But you got to wait for a lot of things to start opening up. Maybe when schools start getting back in, maybe the business will pick up.
Well, directly to schools on stuff, or is it you're just hitting, like, distributors or something?
Food service distributors like, Cisco and BYA and some of those like that.
Okay. Well, yeah, man. Hopefully that demand for schools there will help pick that stuff back up. That'd be good.
You know, I mean, since some of the sports are starting up, but then the problem is you don't have nobody in the stands, so that's really not gonna help. It's, you know, most of our product mix, or at least half of it at this plant, is, you know, drink cups and stuff like that.
Roger that, yeah, I got to get all that stuff back up to rolling, so get that demand way back up there, so, well, we'll see, hopefully it'll start trickling, and at least move that direction, but I guess time will tell, huh?
It's just going to take time, and that, I'd be surprised if it was back to normal mid-next year.
Roger that. Man, I am struggling to wake up this morning. I'd like to be back in bed right about now.
Pretty good this morning. Did you ever find you somebody to work on trailers for you?
Negative. I mean, we got one guy who, specializes in it and, does a really, really good job. And then got a couple other guys who do, a good bit of trailer stuff, just not like full-blown trailer guys. So we'd like to try to get one more guy who's more specialized in that.
Is out for anybody that's looking.
Yep, just send them our way. We'll be happy to talk with them. It's surprising. It's kind of hard to find somebody like that. There's just not much of that out there, so it's just one of those things. It's always kind of a struggle to have a few of those guys on hand.
Something specific, it's kind of hard to do. That most of the good ones already got jobs, right?
Exactly it.
One of the sister plants with some technical information, and that on they were working on a little gearbox and they needed to change the orientation and they didn't know how to do it, so I did have to help them because it was something I'd done in the past.
Did you get to do that over like a video conference, or is it just tried to walk them through it over the phone?
Yeah, we were just walking through it over the phone, and it took me a minute to remember what I had to do to it. you almost got to take it apart to change a couple of plates around to get the orientation right. It's like it's got a, you know, it's several pieces, and one of them, the pieces is like an 8-bolt pattern, and the other's a 6. So depending on where you're at, you can change the orientation.
That, Roger that. Yeah, that's good. That always makes for an interesting day, especially when you're trying to walk somebody through with the phone. You can't show them. You can't put your hands on it to help them with it. So you gotta be good at describing what you want them to do.
The guy I was talking to was fairly technical, so that worked out.
Makes all the difference right there.
AKN4TFW, you heard from Ed.
DOT. No, I haven't heard from him. I was giving him a little space there, so if you jump on in. But no, hadn't heard nothing. Did you end up hearing from him yesterday at all?
No, that's negative. I didn't hear anything from him. And I had my HF rig disconnected with the storms coming through, and it looks like we're going to have some bad storms this afternoon also.
Look at the weather today on that. We've got a couple of mobile things we need to do this morning, and I forgot to look at that weather. What they say, is it going to be like an afternoon thing or all-day thing or what?
Yeah, it looks like some pop-up afternoon, and it looks like some of them might be pretty bad.
Drove right through a bad spot, I heard, this afternoon, and then it dropped, everything else dropped out.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pop-ups this afternoon, and they made out like it's going to be fairly bad storms.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, but I'll have to check it when I get in. I'll have to look at some timing of it and see if we can still knock out what we need to knock out this morning.
Okay.
A bunch of rain and stuff come through last night. I didn't get woke up by none of it that I can remember, at least. But everything so far this morning has been nice and soaking wet.
Had a dry out over here. I know it was coming a flood when I was getting off, maybe about 3 o'clock yesterday up here in Greer, but I don't know what it did last night.
Clouds over your way yesterday when I got off, but the further I got, or the closer I got to the house, the further those clouds got away from me. It must have just skirted around us, yeah, I saw those clouds. I thought, man, that looks like that's about to dump.
I tried to squeeze in a walk with the dog, but that didn't happen.
It rained kind of on and off a good bit yesterday while I was at work, which is good. I was happy to hear it. Our garden loves it. Got some new plants coming in, and looking forward to harvesting from those. I'll take some rain for the garden.
We got some tomatoes planted, but they're doing fairly decent.
Some tomatoes, and they were rocking and rolling this year. We've had a ton of them. She made a complete and total from scratch, using all the tomatoes from the garden, spaghetti sauce, about a week and a half ago or so. That stuff was good.
Better when you use fresh ingredients, right?
Yeah, she said it was a chore, though. She said she spent most of the day on it doing that. You know, she had to roast the tomatoes, and I think she said when she does that, the skin, you know, kind of, it comes off a little bit easier, but you still gotta deal with it, and then do all the, you know, chopping, pureeing, whatever you call it, doing all that. But she says she spent probably 4 or 5 hours on it that day doing that. But we got about 3-4 meals worth of it out of the sauce, so we've enjoyed it.
Sounds like it, but it'll be worth all that hard work.
So I'm rolling up, so I'm gonna jump out of here and kick this day off. I hope you have a fantastic day today. Hope you stay safe, and you don't have to feel nobody out on your card, and get a lot accomplished. Get that backlog, get another chunk knocked out of that today. So Have a good one, Ken. Good to talk with you this morning. We'll catch you hopefully in the morning. 73s KK4 POT.
Hi, 73, Tim. Hope you have a good day and stay safe and try to stay dry this afternoon and try to catch you in the morning. KN4TFW. XC Mobile. KN4TFW. Morning. Well, seems like you're running a little bit later than normal.
Yeah, I'm still sitting at the house. I'm airing up a tire on my wife's car. Well, she told me about it yesterday, and I completely forgot about it.
Low leakers. I'm good. I'm running through town right now. I'm struggling to wake up this morning, so you might have to kick start him when you get to work.
That way every day.
People, they just can't get going in the morning.
It's old people.
I'd rather get started. I don't have any trouble getting started in the mornings. You know what I mean? I can get up pretty early. It's that staying up late night. It just don't agree with me.
Any day where I could stay up late and get up early and not think a thing about it. But those days are gone by.
Working construction with my dad and getting up early and working all day out in the hot sun, and then he'd go out and party all night, get back in just in time to turn the alarm clock off and start another day. And it's like, man, I just can't do it.
Doing
tomatoes out right now. We were just mostly experimenting, seeing what we can do and what we needed to do. And I planted a few little things in some raised beds, but the raised beds needs to be, a few more boards taller, get a little more dirt in there, because they burned up if you weren't watering them every day. And that, but the tomatoes are doing good because I planted them in the ground.
Refuse beds aren't but 8 inches.
Mine are, but they're, the sun really, really beats down on them pretty good. Yesterday.
Hi, day.
And afternoon storms today, some of them are supposed to be pretty bad, I think.
Have to see. Hopefully we'll be inside. Pretty bad over there.
I ain't hardly seen any traffic at all. A little bit of traffic on Whitehorse Road, but not too bad.
The trailers come in yesterday to have some repair done to it.
Push the door off.
Sure, I just saw Fabri-Cal come in and the driver drop it off at the yard. I don't know what's wrong with it.
The Fabri-Cal logo on the side, or just one of the yard trailers?
It was, when the guy came in, he said, I'm here to drop off the Fabri-Cal trailer. And that's about as far as I got. I was on my way to a meeting, and I just happened to pass by the service rider desk when I heard him. I thought of you.
Thought of. Yeah, if you see the trailer's got the logo on the side and pictures of cups, that's the ones that they use to shuttle between plants and everything, and the little yard trailers just go to the warehouse and back.
Up seeing it today.
And we're here on 20 once you get past Whitehorse Road.
Fog. I'm in the middle of an area that normally is I'm on 135, and normally if there's fog, it's laid heavy right here.
Oh, there he is. I hope you're not running that late.
Good morning, stranger.
Good morning. We just got done this morning. Yesterday morning, I didn't get started till 5 in the morning.
Figured you got done early.
Was storm back y'all's way.
about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, but I never did hear anything last night, but it looks like it rained. KN4 TFW.
Thunder and lightning, and it sounded pretty rough. Your house, Mike?
Thunder and some lightning and some good rain, but, you know, everything went well.
Worried about you because back up that way, from where I was sitting and watching, it looked pretty bad.
What's that?
It was between, I'd say about 10 minutes after 12. That's about the time I got to the drop. I was sitting there watching it, and it started easing off and going away about, about 1:30 or so.
Yeah, that's about right.
And how's work going?
Right now, just kind of taking it easy and that, trying to get back into the swing of things.
My stuff on you.
And wash your hands and then clock in, use hand sanitizer, put on a beard net, put on my mask, put on a hair net, put on cover over glasses and my earplugs and everything. And then you got to pick up a card. If you've been in contact with anybody for longer than 15 minutes, you got to write it down on the card. And it's just a bunch of extra stuff.
As they're not making you wear a bio suit.
Decking starts next week. I know they're doing a trial up at the one entrance, and that they just got a scanner there. You just walk up close to it, and if you're over, I think, 100.4, then you have to go up to the conference room.
You got a temperature of 104, and you're walking through the door. You need to go somewhere else.
100.4.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I misunderstood, but still, you know, I just wonder how accurate that machine is.
Very accurate, you know what I mean, in that. And if I'm outside and it's the afternoon and it's 100 degrees outside, it's probably going to read hot.
First talking, she got to work one day, and she took a sip of coffee. And they checked her temperature with that little handgun, and it read 103, and they like to have a fit. They almost sent her back home.
Going to be a bunch of that. I think we got a couple of people out right now with it.
Crew still doing good?
We're, nobody's sick down there at work. That's amazing to me, because them guys are, they're not sanitary. I mean, we got trucks coming in from all over the country, and I don't see them using. I tell them. I try to get on them and stay on them. But everybody so far, nobody's got sick. Nobody's sick right now, anyway.
Moonshine hand sanitizer you bought.
They're drinking it, gargling it, or putting it on their hands.
Keeps them healthy and working. Hey, I wouldn't say a word.
No, I'm not going to mess with them. Got that by the 55 gallon drum.
Hey, Ken, when you use that stuff and use it 4 or 5 times during the day, do you get a hangover?
I don't know, it sure is watery. Boy, the first time I hit that pump on that thing, I got a whole handful. And it takes a minute for it to evaporate, for sure.
It's good, I can tell you that.
You told me, you said, get you some hand sanitizer and just, when you do it, just hold it hands up to your nose and take 3 or 4 good deep breaths. That'll help keep the colds away. And so far, the man has been proven right.
Got my hands and sanitized three times in the first 30 or 45 minutes that I'm at work.
Sanitize every time I walk by it.
Cap hand. My dog Daisy got her first taste last night of a boar coon.
Did she?
Was smart enough that when he started growling and jumped, she ran back in the house because he was standing in the front yard. He probably weighed somewhere around 30 pounds.
Out of the cat bowl, was he?
What they left, and which was not all that much, but he was getting a little bit. By him, and he didn't even pay me no more attention than a rock on the wall. I mean, he looked up at me like, hey, how you doing?
Like that, I walked out the front door, and there he was. He was eating some food there and that, and he didn't pay me no attention at all.
Well, he's the one that goes over to my youngest son's house on the lake and gets on the back deck and looks in the bedroom window.
I'll get this party started, so I'll say 73 to you guys. And, Mike, I hope you have an awesome day. And, Ed, I hope you have a good day, too. Get plenty of rest and maybe get on some HF before all those thunderstorms start this afternoon. So I'll tell you, I'll be clear here on your final, KN4TFW.
Made it in safe. Glad I got to holler at you before you had to go in. And, that HF will crank up as soon as I go through the door. And I'll see what I can get into, but the static's been 9 and 10, so not much talking's been going on. But have a good one. Hopefully catch you in the morning. And be safe going home, so KM4 and AP, I'll be clear and send the 73 to you.
And 73, have a safe day. Hopefully catch you in the morning. KK4 and XP.
They're going to change the questions on the exams and stuff, because I've noticed where I'm studying for my extra class, they hadn't changed them yet. It's way after changing date.
But from the COVID or not, I haven't heard any new plans.
What they supposed to change, I think, like the 22nd of July or somewhere along in there?
Yep.
Studying from is from ARRL, so they would know. So I guess I'll just keep a studying, and I'm tempted to take it online and see if I can get my extra class.
Will they let you take it online?
That where you have to reserve a time, and it's $15, and it's done by what they call Zoom. That way, three guys can sit and watch you take the test and make sure you're not cheating by, you know, looking over the book or something like that. A lot of people I've noticed posted that within 3 or 4 hours they done got the notification that their license has changed.
That's pretty neat.
All right, I'll let you know. Studying for yours?
No, I got too much going on. I have to take 2 weeks vacation to do any studying. It's something all the time, every day, wide open.
It is. I remember those days. Mine's not that bad anymore, but I remember they were days I didn't have time to wipe my nose. Trying tinker on HF this weekend.
Got his HF rig going, and he's actually been doing some digital stuff where you send emails or text or something. He's wanting me to get into that, but it's just, you know, it's just money. I got to get a piece of equipment for $100. And he's saying that he needs to upgrade his little laptop or whatever he's using, a little notepad, electronic notepad or whatever to deal with some software, but I don't have the money right now to be doing that.
People enjoy that, but to me that's not ham radio. If I want to send somebody a text, I got a phone for that.
He's communicating with people in Venezuela and this and that and the other, and so evidently, you know, there's a lot of people doing that, but like I said, it's just money. I might dabble a little bit on there this weekend if I get an opportunity. I don't know exactly. I don't have Saturday planned out totally yet.
Let me know. We'll get on 80 meters and we'll get Ken and get Tim and see if we can't get us a round table.
Good. I did get a hold of Tim on 80 meters the other day. I'm trying to think what day that was. It had to have been either last Saturday or Sunday. And, I mean, there was just a ton of noise on there. But we were able to communicate. And on 40 watts, we were able to simplex from Easley to Pickens. So that was good. Now, I had to pull him out of a bunch of noise, but I've got to get another one of those diamond 17-foot antennas, and I'll be able to hear him really well.
That antenna, is it just set for one frequency, or does it run the whole gamma?
No, it's a 2-meter 440. It's what I had up there when I was living in my camper.
Okay. I know I've seen videos where that company has the same thing. And it's set up for HF. And I think one of them that they've got, you have to change something on the coil to change frequencies.
I think I've seen that one. No, this is like a 17-foot width fiberglass vertical antenna that I had when I was in TR. That thing's amazing. And I donated mine. I took mine down when I took my camper out of there, and it was laying on the ground. I said, man, this thing's going to get broke, sure as the world. And I donated it to a group. And with the, you know, the thoughts of getting another one, I just need to go ahead and bite the bullet and get that thing.
Get it set up. I'd like to see how good it is.
Two out of Atlanta recommended it. I was having trouble hitting Hendersonville. And they told me, so that's, you know, and I was looking at an amp. And they said, you know, that's going to be antenna. And this particular antenna here, I don't know the model number right off the bat. They said, this is a good one. And it was. I was able to do Mount Mitchell and Hendersonville and all those real clear. So it did a good job.
Been there, it was doing an excellent job.
Hendersonville was my house with it, just because I've got this huge piney mountain right behind me. I mean, that's a pretty good size barrier.
It's absorbing all the waves and stuff. You're not going to be able to get out. You might have to find your little spot to put your little repeater up in a tree somewhere.
That's a big mountain.
Videos where they've set up like little mini repeaters to get over mountains and hills and so forth and so on. Seem like they do fairly well. I wouldn't put money into it myself, but I guess if I live, you know, where you do, I'd probably think about it real heavy.
Today.
I'm going to take Mama out to breakfast, and I think she wants to go down to Sam's and spend some money. So that's probably going to be the bulk of my day right there.
Cannon.
She's got the big paint, big pot in the jar rack and the whole nine yards, but she hadn't done any in probably 3 or 4 years.
Get into that.
Hard. My mom, when she did it, she turned her jars upside down, sterilize them, get them good and hot and stuff, and the lid too. And she grab one, flip it over, fill it up. If she was doing like tomato soup and stuff, she put a little bit of salt in there, and then she'd put that lid on there, and that was it.
It's your cooker, and I got some jars. I didn't realize how hard jars are to get, but I finally got some jars. I just need to sit down and do it.
The pressure cooker, I mean, a lot of people use them, but the way my mama did it, she put, you know, get those jars and lids down in some boiling water and let them get good and hot. And she'd grab one with a towel and flip it over and fill it up and put that mason lid on it and put that ring on it, tighten it down and set it over one side. And then when it cooled, it sealed itself because you'd hear that lid pop.
And some dry canning, which, you know, you put it in the oven and on something like flour or either some type of, we did barley, we did rice. We leave it in there for about an hour and a half on 220 and then, you know, take it out, put the lid on it, and when it cools down, it pops that lid in.
Officer that used to work with me, he talked and one day about canning, and he said his grandmother canned sausage and stuff in the winter when they had the pig killing time. She would cook it, put it in mason jars, and then she'd pour the hot grease over it and then seal it up.
Remember my mom and my grandmother canning. And my grandmother in her basement, she had a slew of jars full of good grief, tomatoes, peaches, and all kinds of stuff.
Mom had a whole closet full of stuff like that, and it was anywhere from stewed tomatoes to green beans to you name it. She had it, especially when she made those, I call them sweet pickle chips.
Never saw any of my people's, you know, store meat, but I know you can. I've read some stuff on that.
That grease would seal the top of the, as it cooled, it would seal the top of the jar. And it would keep the meat in fresh condition. I've never tried it, but I thought about it.
I've got, you know, that might be what I do Saturday, and then I can get on the radio in between that process. I might get my wife to pull out some deer meat, and I'll try to read up on that today at lunch, see about canning some deer meat to cook.
How it turns out.
Definitely will. Well, listen, I just destinated. I'm running a little bit late, so I must jump out of the car. My wife had a flat tire this morning. I have to take care of that. But anyway, I'll be clear on your final 7-3s to you, my friend. Thanks for talking me in. Kick that coon in the tail for me. And say hello to Dave. KK4 NFC. We're clear.
Well, glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard, and you get on in there and get them boys to working. And I'm going to see if I can turn that coon into a pet. And that way those two can play together real nice instead of fight. So hopefully catch you later. Be careful. So KK4NXE, KM4NAP, 7-3 is my good friend.